Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Gate, our Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Meg.
And today we're on episode 59, Lost Light.
Yes. As the light of the sun vanishes, Mustang learns the loss which comes from seeing the other side of the gateway, and five sacrifices gather in the dark presence of the Father. Sorry.
Nice. And this covers manga chapters 101, The Fifth Human Sacrifice, 102, Before the Portal, and 103, For Whom.
I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
On reading That's the manga. Okay.
At this point, it is pretty one for one. There are a couple of little differences that are pretty enjoyable, you know, just comparing the two. But I'd say, like, until the very end, you're probably fine not keeping up with the manga.
Yeah, at some point I'll, like, binge it, but...
Oh, yeah. It's
not right now. Okay. Let's get into this. Risa is dying.
Not our queen.
The end.
Stop.
And we see her begging Mustang not to do the transmutation. And it's kind of the same thing that happens when Risa is like talking to Envy, and she's like, you know, the colonel addressed me by my first name, and then she's like, I lied. Where here at the end of the last episode, we hear Mustang say, all right, he's gonna do the transmutation. But then in this episode, he's like, all right, Lieutenant. And he says he's not going to do the transmutation.
Yes.
And you can see that, like, he senses something in her voice or her manner that it's going to be okay. And then Dr. His name is literally the Gold Tooth Doctor. Dr. Gold Tooth. says he, rescued the men that are holding, that have attacked them.
Yeah, the Fuhrer candidates, like, oh, I took them in. They were orphans. I raised them. I taught them how to fight. I gave them an education. And he's kind of acting like he has the moral high ground, even though he's horrible.
Yeah. But then we see that, Mustang's men are more loyal to him because they Jerzo, the chimera that is like half frog, half, I don't remember what else, but he captures the doctor, and May and the other chimeras arrive, and I love this scene because Mustang like rushes to Hawkeye, and he hugs her, and just like the look that he gives her.
I want a Mustang hug. That seemed like the warmest, awesomest hug in the world.
Right? And she couldn't even like fully enjoy it because she was suffering so much.
She's bleeding out.
Right? And he's like, I understood your message because we've been together long enough, which again is just like,
Just put a ring on that finger already.
Right? Like, up to this point, like, you always, like, you know that they...
This reminds me of that post, but... I think we saved it on Pinterest. It was like, girls don't want boys. Girls want Roy Mustang to finally become Fuhrer so he can marry Risa Hawkeye.
Yes, exactly. But this is like the episode where it's like, the gloves are off. Like, they are so obviously care for one another.
Yeah. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be romantic love, because I think it speaks a lot to Mustang's character that he... is just very protective of his people. And sure, I do believe there is the romantic attraction between him and Risa, but we've also seen his loyalty before, like when Havoc was injured by Lust. He never leaves a man behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to point out something in the manga, but, I mean, they kind of had to rush things in the anime. He runs over to Risa, but in the manga, there's a couple of Fuhrer candidates who are standing in his way. He annihilates them with flame alchemy in order to get to Risa.
Mm-hmm. And I also love that, like, you can see, like, how much he wants to save her. Like, he would do anything for her, but he knows that she doesn't want him to perform the human transmutation. And, like, he respects that and chooses not to do it, even though it's gonna, like, literally kill him and her. But, so sweet. Anyway, so Risa, well, actually, then there's this really, May has arrived, and we know she can use Alkestri to heal, and she's like, sees the Philosopher's Stone, but sees Risa's injured, and she's awesome, because she's like, you know what? Risa's more important, and she goes and, like, stops the bleeding.
That was an amazing character moment. I think at this point in time, when we were first watching it, I liked May well enough as a character, but she didn't really stand out to me like the others did. But that moment when she was like, she comes first, and runs to Risa, leaving behind the thing she had searched for all this time by coming to another country, I was like, yeah, I like May a lot. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. And then the Fuhrer arrives to put a damper on this party.
Just die already.
Right? And he picks up the stone, and we can see that he's wounded. He hasn't healed, like Megan was saying. Because his body is human, he can't heal, but it's also, like, so is Greed's, but he has his special ability. Yeah.
He heals because he's different, because he's got a homunculus in him, but he can switch between the two. But, like, the fear is just true. A fear. So there's something different happening. We don't know what. It's never explained, but they have a different dynamic going on, which we've kind of discussed before.
And, like, and they're all... Each of the homunculi are very different, so even though they don't fully explain it, like, actually they don't really explain it at all.
Well, and we can take it as, like, when the Fuhrer was made from the Fuhrer candidates, when Wrath was made from the Fuhrer candidates, it was quite a while ago, so they might not have perfected their technique for creating a Philosopher's Stone to go into a human. But by the point where Ling got his, it's been a while, so they've probably experimented even more.
Yeah. I accept that explanation.
Good.
The Fuhrer says that he is disappointed in humans because he thought that Mustang would do the human transmutation, but then he didn't. And Mustang's like, well, I have the right people by my side to help me be a better person and make the right choices. And there's like a post about this, but you can also just see it in the episode. The Fuhrer, he's like, I thought you would have tried human transmutation if someone precious to you fell right in front of your eyes. And I should have watched for this, but, like, Mustang, like, squeezes Risa's shoulder.
I saw that. What do you say? I saw that.
I never pay attention. I'm too busy.
I also like how Roy was like, at one time I may have, but I'm a different man now. I'm like, 2 hours ago when Scar stopped you from
right. that's fair. But that was a pretty big moment.
Yeah. And he's just changed over the course of the whole series too.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just another moment where it's like, just get married. You guys care about each other so much. And I love it. But anyway, while the Fuhrer is talking and we see Jerzo, he, like, falls from where he was and he's injured and he has released the doctor, and we see that Pride has arrived. And the Fuhrer attacks Mustang. Mustang tries to attack back, but the Fuhrer stabs both his hands and, like, pins him down. Yeah. It's so painful. And Pride grabs the doctor, and he creates a transmutation circle with his little eyes.
Yeah, he uses things. The shadows and makes a circle.
Yeah,
out of...
yes, yes. And we get a quick scene that we see the eclipse is about to begin, so their plan is about to be, is about to go down. And then Pride, because he has, like, I don't know, has the doctor in his grasp, he's able to use the doctor's knowledge about human transmutation and forces Mustang through the portal. And we see like a brief clip of Risa. She's totally terrified, this poor woman.
Where'd my man go?
And then we see that the doctor has been made into this deformed monster, and Mustang is gone.
Yeah, so in the manga, it's a little, I don't know. I think Roy's friends are freaked out that the monster the portal created could be Roy, but then they soon realize it's the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Which I, that would be my first thought too. I'd be like, what did they do to him? But he's disappeared just like Ed and the others did.
Yeah. And then the Fuhrer, he's ready to fight. He's gonna not let anybody get to Father. And Scar is going to be the one to take him on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is fitting. The Fuhrer is the one who started the whole Ishvalan extermination campaign.
Right? Right? And it's even more fitting later. Point something out. But anyway, then we go to... We first see Mustang. He's in the portal. And he goes through the door and he ends up in Father's lair. And Ed and Al and Izumi are all there.
Yeah, and it's really sweet because Ed is really worried for Roy. He's like, Colonel! And he runs over to him. And in the manga, he even starts, like, pulling on his limbs to see if they're all attached. He's like, what did they take from you?
yeah, and then we learn what's been taken from him. Because Mustang is, like, super confused because he's like, Ed, how can you see when it's so dark? And he's like, you know, lights, where are the lights? And you can see it, you can see it in his eyes, he's blind, and Ed is just totally horrified, and Pride and Father are very proud of themselves, but we see a very brief glimpse of, like, Pride is kind of shedding some skin, he's falling apart a little bit, maybe.
He does the Kaguya cheek touch thing.
Yes. And then Father does some annoying bad guy spiel where he's like, basically, you guys all, you know, lost limbs or body parts or wherever or whatever because you're trying to play God. And yeah. Ed is very upset because he's like, no, you forced Mustang through the portal. He did not choose to do this.
Yeah, and his point is being made is like, so there's irony in all the things Ed, Al, and Izumi lost. Like,
mm-hmm.
Ed and Al just wanted to feel their mother's embrace again, and Ed ended up losing limbs, and Al lost his whole body, and he can't feel any warmth from humans anymore. Izumi wanted to bring her child back, but in return for doing human transmutation, her body cannot produce children anymore. And he's like, Roy was a person who wanted to see the bright future for his country. Now he can't see at all. And that's when Ed's like, sure, Izumi, Al, and I, we accept the consequences of our actions. But Roy didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything wrong. And he's like, in the manga, he says, I'll never accept that anything so inconsistent could be the truth.
Hmm. Go Ed.
Yeah.
I also have been holding on to this since Lust died in the manga, but they also say something similar in the anime, but when she dies in the manga, she says, like, your eyes are clear now, clear and focused, but I look forward to having them clouded from suffering in the future.
Arakawa! Right? That is so deep!
Right?
Oh my goodness!
Setting up for that. All the way.
She had that in her back mm-hmm. pocket. Oh my
yeah.
goodness. I need to yeah. meet this lady. Teach me, sensei.
Yeah. Pretty impressive, like, planning.
Yeah.
But anyway, we go back to the Scar. I was going to say the Scar. Scar and the Fuhrer. fighting. And the Führer, like, points out that, you know, not only is this, like, a fitting fight because he was the one who started the Ishvalan extermination, but they are both nameless men, and they are fighting to the death.
Yes. And the Führer is nameless because he never learned what his human name was, and Scar is nameless because he cast his name aside because names are sacred to his people, and he kind of went off the beaten path and just accepted the moniker Scar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then May arrives in Father's lair, and she is very concerned about Al, and it's adorable. And then we see Al in the portal. He is facing his body, and he's walking towards it and reaching out, and we're like, this is the moment he's going to get his body back. But then he decides not to because he needs to be strong to fight in the battle.
And his physical body has atrophied significantly.
Yes, it's not looking so good. So go Al. That's like
I'm so proud
literally
of
like
I love him.
The thing that they've been working towards for years now, and he chooses not to do it. To help people, and he's the best. But then he does the same thing that Ed does when he gets dragged back through the door. He's like, he promises that he'll be back.
Yes. He didn't get the cool finger point thingy though. But,
no, he did not. Yeah. But it's pretty epic. And then he arrives back in his body and wakes up, and that's where the episode ends.
Yeah. All right. So we can kind of skip over all the things we normally track because just this episode went by really fast.
Yeah.
And a lot happened, but it's just like we're getting to the end game here. So things we did want to mention, one thing was animation expertise. We mentioned it before, but Roy's eyes were drawn differently when he was blinded. So, we could tell he was blind immediately as soon as he opened his eyes. And even in the manga, you can tell, like, his eyes are open before they do the reveal, but you're like, oh, something's wrong, because they're just white, and his eyes are normally black. But there was no eye shine, it was a dulled color, and he had, like, this vacant stare in the anime. And I felt terrible, because he was just, like, stumbling around, and he wants to help, but can't use his flame alchemy now, because he can't see who he's pointing at.
Yeah. Yep.
Then we have story elements analysis. So there was a trope that was subverted in this episode, and that trope would be the what would you do to save your true love. So the common thing in stories to do is to have the protagonist sacrifice all for the woman he loves. But in this case, however, Roy makes the arguably right decision to leave Risa in order to save the world, and that's the decision she wanted him to make.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I hope I would be a good enough person if I was in that danger. Be like, yeah, let me die to save everyone else. I don't know, though.
I'm scared. I would hope I'd be brave enough. But honestly, it probably wouldn't be bravery. It would just be spite. I'm like, don't let this guy win. He stabbed me.
True.
Revenge. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. We're done here. What was your... I like what you... You're going to say that, where the quote came from. But what was your favorite line of the episode?
Okay, this is legitimately what the closed caption said. But my line came from Al's body. Because it has to differentiate between the Al in the armor and the Al who's his physical body in the portal. So mine came from Al's body. So our best boy said, he left the body he had searched for so long to go and help his friends. My valiant, noble soul. As your vessel, I'm very proud of you. But with your selfless return, the world may be plunged into darkness and despair. My Alphonse. And what was your favorite line?
Why do you always pick the serious ones and then I'm over here picking the funny ones? It's fine. Mine came from Mustang. When the fear showed up, he's like, I'm afraid I'd be lying if I said you're looking as good as ever.
Ooh.
Burn.
Flame Alchemist just burned you.
Who
doesn't need his alchemy to burn someone?
Yeah, exactly. He'll be fine. What did we learn in this episode?
We learned sometimes you have to give up the thing you love or want the most in order to save the world.
Yeah, both Rory and Al had to do that.
Yep, and they were the ones who pushed the story forward. Because Roy, obviously for doing what he did, but for unwittingly becoming the last sacrifice. Sorry, man. And Al chose to come back to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a good episode. We're so close to being done. We only have 5 episodes left. I guess we'll tell you what our plans are for that. We're going to finish out the series, but the last 2 episodes we're just going to talk about in 1 episode of our podcast, because I don't think it's necessary to have
the last extra long episode.
Yes,
but
yes, it will be. And then we're also planning on doing just an extra episode where we might split it into 2, but where we talk about just like some random stuff that we didn't get a chance to cover. And just talking more about, I guess, the philosophy of the show and why the show is so amazing and all that. And then also we wanted to, compare it. We'll probably split it into 2 because we also wanted to compare it to the original, series, and then also talk about, for Brotherhood, there is a movie that we did get our hands on and watched. And then also there's some light novels, some fun extra stories that are pretty good. And so we also wanted to cover a couple of those as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably last 2 episodes going to be combined. And then we'll have like 2 bonus episodes as well.
And then,
yes, that'll be it for this. We will have, at some point, we will have talk about our, possible future plans.
A big announcement.
Oh, yes. Huge announcement for our many, many listeners.
Earth shattering.
Yes. All right. That's all we've got. I can't believe we're almost done. Crazy.
All right.
And we will be back next week with another episode.
See you next time.
Bye.